Hello and welcome to Simply Save from Money Control, a show where we discuss all things money. I'm your host Kirtana Tiwari, and today we'll be turning our attention to tax return filing for the financial year 2019-20, the deadline for which is fast approaching. Remember, you have to complete this process by December 31st, 2020 to avoid penalties and interest that result from delayed filing. To discuss some key do's and don'ts during the process, we have Preeti Kulkarni from Money Control's personal finance team. Hi Preeti, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me here, Kirtan.
So Preeti, let's start from the beginning. Could you explain why it's important to select the right income tax return form?
Yes. So there are five ITR forms that are meant for individual taxpayers like you and me. Now, selecting the correct ITR form is very important, as using the wrong one is considered an invalid return. Mm-hmm. So after making all the efforts, your efforts would be laid to waste if you do not choose the right form. For example, if you are a resident individual earning income from salary or pension, own one house and have earned interest on fixed deposits and have agricultural income of less than rupees 5,000, you should use ITR 1. This is the simplest form of the entire lot. And to use this form, you have to remember that your total income should be less than rupees 50 lakh during 2019-20.
Okay. And if I've forgotten to submit investment proofs to my employer for claiming deductions in Jan or Feb earlier this year, can I claim these while filing returns?
Oh, yes, you can and you must, in fact. Now, despite multiple reminders from our employers, many of us forget to submit proofs of investments made to claim deductions under Section 80C, 80D and so on. That is, investments that we make in PPF, ELSS mutual funds, health insurance, life insurance and so on. So as a result, what happens is a higher amount of tax is deducted from our salaries during the last 3 months of a financial year. So if you miss submitting these proofs and which has resulted in additional tax outgo, then you can enter these details in your tax return form, claim these deductions and claim the tax refund.
Okay. And what are the common errors that people tend to make while filing income tax?
Right. So these errors could be, it is a complicated process. I mean, there is a lot of documentation involved, too many fields to be filled up. So some errors are bound to happen. So these errors could be as minor as, you know, choosing the wrong assessment year from the drop-down list. So you must remember that now you will be filing income tax returns for the financial year 2019-20. And therefore, the assessment year is 2020-21. Then you also need to double-check your bank account details, because entering wrong details could result in a delay in getting your tax refund. Also, this year, you will have to make script-wise disclosures of long-term capital gains made on sale of equity-oriented mutual funds or shares. So you must ensure that you compute these gains correctly. You will get the statements from your mutual fund aggregators or broking firms. You must ensure that these gains are computed correctly. So you must ensure that you get the NAV of the correct plan that you may have chosen when you originally made the investment, that is growth or dividend, and direct or regular plan of that mutual fund scheme.
Okay. And are there any other major errors that we must avoid that can land us into trouble?
Yes, for example, some of us may forget to disclose certain incomes, even if unintentionally, in the rush to file our tax returns. Of course, which is why it is extremely important that you should complete the process well ahead of the due date instead of waiting till the last minute. Such mistakes can be made by salary individuals, for example, who rely on their Form 16 that our employers typically issue. Now, these our Form 16 do not contain details of any capital gains that we may have made during the year, fixed or savings deposit interest income that we have earned, for instance. So if the income tax department later detects this missing income, which is not difficult at all because your bank would have disclosed those details in Form 26AS, which is a credit, which is a tax credit statement. If the income tax department detects this missing income, you could end up with a notice. And then you'll have a lot of explaining to do.
Okay. And is there any other box that we must not forget to tick?
Yes, now coming closer to the final step, many tend to forget verifying these tax returns after they are submitted. So we must remember that the process is not considered complete until we verify our returns within 120 days of having filed them. So what happens after the returns are submitted is that the Income Tax Department sends ITRV, which is the acknowledgement form, to your registered email ID. You can, of course, download it from the IT department's e-filing portal as well. Now, if you choose the physical route, you will have to download it, print it, sign it, and send it to the tax department's central processing center in Bengaluru by post. Of course, the more efficient alternative is the online route, because e-verification takes just a few minutes. You can use Aadhaar-based OTP, your internet banking account, your pre-validated bank or DMAT account to generate something called as an electronic verification code. You can, once you enter this code on the website, on that is the IT department's official e-filing website, then the process will be considered complete.
Right. Thank you so much, Preeti, for all these details.
Thanks a lot, Kitna.
With that, it's a wrap on this episode of Simply Save. If you have any other queries or suggestions, please do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.